Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Waiting Room, the show that challenges you to thrive, not just survive in every area of your life. This is your host, Rue, and in this podcast, I'll be talking about the lessons we learn from waiting in every season of life, because it's all about waiting well. In this episode, I'll be talking about the engagement stage. This is the last episode in the single series, so feel free to go back and listen to the last 9 episodes to catch up. This series was inspired by the book Intentional Relationships for Singles by Chris Riotocho and Dan Hoke. And the link is in the description. You can also find it on Thrift Books there and get yourself a copy, which I highly recommend. But it brings a different approach to friendships and dating as we know it, more for Christ-centered dating as opposed to what you might be familiar with, which is secular or Western dating. So in chapter 12 of the book, it talks about the engagement phase of relationships. So at this point, you've made it past intentional friendships. You've looked for those red, yellow, and green flags. So hopefully mostly green flags, maybe one or two yellow flags and no red flags. You've had a successful intentional relationship. Now you're ready to seal the deal. Okay, so if you're not engaged or dating, you can still listen and hold on to these principles in hopes of your future engagement or future relationship. So you will apply these one day. I'm going to talk about what engagement is not, and then I will talk about how to know if you're ready to be engaged. Okay, so first of all, engagement is not marriage. Technically, you're still single. So if the IRS were to ask you, you'd still check that single box, right? So there's no need to spend every waking moment with each other. You want to save things like joining bank accounts and, of course, sexual activity for after you're married. So don't get into the mindset that, oh, yeah, we're practically married. No, you're not. Technically, you're not. Legally, morally, you're not. So make sure you maintain that boundary. Also, engagement is not an irreversible decision. If it's not working, it's not working. Just be honest. Don't try to force something to happen, especially if you don't have peace. If you are dating somebody and then you become engaged, but then you feel checked and you feel something's not right, or you just don't have the peace to continue on, then call it what it is. Don't just go on, because it's much easier to break up a relationship while you're dating or engaged than it is after you're married and resulting in divorce. Even the day of the wedding, you can still reverse that decision. Okay. Dating is not a time to avoid hard questions or conversations. You're still learning about the person that you're about to start a life with. And if you cannot talk to them about the little things, if you cannot be silly and ask silly questions and have, you know, goofy conversations, you're going to have a hard time talking about the big things, the more important things about life. So at this point, you should have established that healthy communication foundation, but you don't want to avoid hard questions, or you don't want to avoid conflict for the sake of keeping peace, because you're going to have that in a marriage, and you're going to have hard conversations in marriages and in the marriage. So you want to be able to handle those conversations now. Also, engagement is not a time to isolate friends. Don't excommunicate your friends, because you will still need them after you're married. All right, so don't write people off, especially your single friends. Just because you're married doesn't mean that you have to ignore or disregard your single friends. Invite them into your life and make them part of your community still, and still spend time with them, because those relationships are very important. And lastly, engagement is not guaranteed to be smooth. Challenges are part of life. It's not going to be smooth 100% of the time even after you're married. So that comes back to, you know, conversations, having hard conversations, being able to resolve conflict. You want to establish that foundation now while you're engaged. Marriage magnifies your weaknesses and your strengths. So you want to work on those weaknesses so that when you do get married, it doesn't get worse. All right. So how do you know if you're actually ready to be engaged, if you're ready for this phase? You're going from intentional friendship, however long that took, to in the engagement, you're ready to propose or to accept a proposal. So here are some situations to consider. You're ready to be engaged when you've been dating for a while. Now, some would recommend at least a year, going through all four seasons, especially the holidays and, how family plays a part and just the different seasons of life and the commitments and schedules and things like that. But personally, I'm not a timeline person. I've known good, healthy marriages that were, from the time they met until the time they got married, it was 4 months. And then I've known other relationships that dated for a while, several years, and they didn't have the best solid foundation. So it just depends, I think, on the intention of the couple or how well they're willing to put the effort and communicate. But my opinion, doesn't have to be a year, but that's up to you. Some I would recommend a year, and then others that wouldn't, it doesn't really matter. Also, you're ready when you both have sought advice from wise counsel, such as your pastor, your parents, friends, mentors. So it's important to include community, to include other people. They give you a different perspective. They're able to point out blind spots and things that you might not have considered. So if the people around you, if you have a good support system and they all agree that this is a good union, that's usually a sign to move on, that this relationship is on a good foundation, right? You also know you're ready when you have both discussed the future and coming into agreement on expectations. You're both facing the right direction, the same direction. You're heading the same direction. You are going towards marriage and you have an idea. It's not always going to go exactly as you plan, but you have a rough idea of, okay, this is where we're going to live. This is how many kids we're going to have. And of course, you'll adapt as life progresses. And also, you're ready when you both have chosen to discuss and resolve any challenging issues. So you're not avoiding any hard conversations or hard topics. Remember, if you cannot talk about the little things, you will have a hard time talking about the big things. You're ready when you've both prayed and have come to a place of peace. So prayer is so important. Putting God first, He'll guide you. He will speak to you. He will change you, your perspective, how you feel about things, any attitudes that need to be corrected. And you want God to change you instead of always praying that God changes the other person to fit your mold. Prayer is so important there. Also, you'll know you're ready when you both have realistic understanding of step family dynamics, if applicable. So if this is a blended family situation, you have children from a previous relationship, you want to make sure you balance that out, include them in the conversation. And lastly, you're ready when you both have chosen to grow personally together towards your commitment and maturity in Christ. So both of you are growing individually in your relationship with Christ. As a result, you're also growing together in your relationship with Christ. You're encouraging each other to be closer to Christ. So if you find that you checked off these boxes, you are ready to move on and go ahead and plan that wedding and have a beautiful marriage. However, if you're not ready to commit to this person for the rest of your life, be honest and end that relationship sooner rather than later, because it's much easier to end a relationship while you're dating or engaged than later on as a result of a divorce. So, you know, trust God to bring the person he has for you, the right person that you'll be equally yoked with. Because if you feel like you're not the right person, if you feel like you're not equally yoked, the best thing you can do is get out of that person's way, out of their life, so you can make room for them, for God to bring them the person that is intended for them, and vice versa. God will bring you that person and you'll be equally yoked and you have that peace. So peace is very important. It's, you know, one of the fruits of the spirit. And you'll know if your spirit is settled in that relationship, or if you're just anxious and if you just feel like something is off. You just need to be honest with yourself, with God, and with the other person. So as I mentioned, there's no specific timeline for each couple. The most important thing is that you're sensitive to God's guiding. You don't want to get ahead of God. You don't want to take control and force something to happen, because once again, you won't have that peace. So like I said, I'm not a big numbers fan. It could be days, it could be weeks, it could be months, it could be years as far as the dating and engagement stage. It just depends on that couple and how intentional they are with communicating and growing and applying these truths to their lives. Because if you're passive and if you're not growing and if you don't put effort in getting to know that person, that relationship is not going to grow. So the scripture for this episode is Psalm 147, 3. It says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds their wounds. So God is not a stranger to brokenheartedness. He can help you through whatever it is. I know that, you know, a lot of singles are listening, and then other people who are dating. And we've all had our hearts broken in the past in on different levels. Different people, different situations, and God is the best person who can heal us. So that's just the scripture I have for today to encourage you that, you know, whatever it is, God can heal you and He can help you. So I hope you found this series helpful. I know I did. It really helped me for sure, especially just reading through the book. There are several mindsets or opinions that I had about friendships with the opposite sex or approaches to dating that were challenged, and kind of gave me a new perspective. And I was, you know, more open to other ideas. And, you know, like I said, I highly recommend that you do pick up that book, and the link is in the description below, and you can read it at any stage, whether you are single, whether you're dating or engaged. And even if you read it now when you're single, read it again when you get engaged or when you start dating and get engaged, and because it'll help you apply some of those truths when you're actually in going through those seasons. So like I said, feel free and go back and listen to the previous 9 episodes, but this wraps up the singles series. I would love to hear your feedback. You can email me at thewaitingroom@gmail.com. You can send me a message on Instagram or on my website. All the links are in the description. But yeah, that is it for today's episode. Thank you for joining me here in the waiting room. Look out for my next episode. In the meantime, I need your help getting this podcast to as many people as possible. So please share it with a friend and whoever you think would like to listen. Until next time, take care.